America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Aronde Gadsden is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk a little football, reminder, if you're looking for some Dolphins merch, you could check out Caneswear in Davie or Caneswear.com online. OG played receiver for the Dolphins for a number of great seasons. His son, Aronde Gadsden II, plays tight end for Syracuse, which happens to be the final game of the season for the Canes this year. So could OG's son play spoiler to an incredible hurricane season? You'll have to stay tuned to find out. All right, OG, Dolphins have a Buffalo problem, and you have noted that for several years on this program. But, as Crowder and Solana and I have talked about this, did yesterday's game, albeit a loss, did yesterday's game give you any thought to, hey, you know what? Dolphins hung with that team and can hang with this team, and although it was a loss, it wasn't the worst thing in the world.
Nope. I mean, it's a Buffalo thing. I mean, we've hung with them before. 2 years ago, same thing. We were up, and we ran the ball very effectively last year, even at Buffalo, before the snowball started flying, I think. We played well. It's just a mind thing. It's just a mindset. Like, when they go up there, it's just, I don't know what it is. It's a block. It's a block. And the mindset when we go up there. And trust me, it's a tough place to play. Channing and I both played there, and it's not an easy place to play. The crowd literally can touch your back. That's how close they are. And they're loud. They're mean. They're obnoxious. They have a good time. It's a great football atmosphere. But just in our mind, we can't get over that hurdle. And I think the Josh Allen Tua thing is always going to be, you know, played up, and he just uses his legs more than, you know, more than the quarterbacks we've had in the past. And I think that's a big thing. And that always leads us to, you know, the running backs are good. The wide receivers are good. And, you know, I think you can tell our DBs are better than, we have nobody to stop Josh Allen from running when he needs to run. And we put ourselves in bad positions for some odd reason, but it's a Buffalo issue. When I played, it was the Jets. We lost, you know, maybe 10 straight to the Jets. I mean, home, away. It was just, you know, sometimes it's just a block you got to get over. So it's Buffalo for the teams now, and they have to do something, you know, to get over that hurdle. I mean, we had the lead. We were good to go. And then, I don't know, something happened. I don't know what happened. Something happened. Josh Allen happened.
OG, I was saying, that was a heavyweight bout. Like, that was kind of how a playoff game looks. The last team that gets the ball, you got to drive down, kick a 61-yard field goal with some dude named Bass who couldn't hit an extra point, but he hits that one, probably the greatest kick of his life. But with Buffalo, is it people or coaching? It's one of the two things. Just that game yesterday, I understand what you're saying. Like, Josh Allen, I understand he's great. But to be, what is it? What is two, like 1-7 against them? It has to be one side. It got to be they got better players than us, or they have a better scheme than us.
All right, that's what I'm saying. I don't think so yesterday. I think, you know, we in some spots we have better players. Like, you know, listen, Keon Coleman on Ramsey. I mean, we taking Ramsey. I mean, you put him up, the running backs. I mean, the big glaring difference is the quarterback. And that's what I'm saying. Obviously, you know, you got a defensive coach that Buffalo has, and you have the offensive coach what we have, and, you know, it's just a mindset. I mean, we hit Tyreek, we hit Waddle, we hit everybody. We Jonnu. I mean, offensively, we good. I mean, defensively, I mean, we see these people twice a year. You know what they're going to do. It's not a secret. It's not a secret. They're going to run the ball effectively. They're going to throw the receivers because their receiver coach is not as good as it has been. I mean, you know, it's good enough to win games, obviously. But I'm saying, you know, they had better –
and they were missing
a better group of receivers. Huh?
And they were missing Amari Cooper yesterday, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they were better. I mean, coaching could be an issue. Coaching could be an issue, but, I mean, we, like you say, coaching not jumping offside. Coaching not fumbling the ball. Coaching not hitting the man in the helmet. I mean, you know, listen, I get those things all, you know, part of the game, but, you know, and you don't want to play tentatively because – you know, because that just takes away from the game. But there has to be something, that hurdle you have to get over. And, it starts in the locker room. It starts with the people coming out on the field. I think, you know, Solana said it earlier. I do think the players have to have some blame. It was a mindset like we can't beat the Jets. I mean, we just couldn't. And then one day it just clicked. Bah! You know, somebody did something that said, I'm not taking it anymore. And somebody has to say it. One of your, you know, leaders, captains, alpha males have to say, look, we're not taking it anymore. Like, you know, as much as bad as we, you know, beat up on Skylar Thompson, he almost won. You know, and that's what I'm saying. Sometimes it comes down to that play. Because I still see that play in my mind. It was 3rd and 18. We were backed up on the 10-yard line. Just run the draw and punt the ball. Why you call a pass play? And he threw the pick, and we were up 6. Now we down. And then we lose. So, I don't know what happens, but you know, we have to get over the hurdle. But you know, that's the place. The first game I ever played as a Dolphin was at Buffalo, and we rode into that stadium down that ramp where only the buses go. And I'm telling you, the people had to wipe the egg and stuff off the bus for us to get out. That's how bad it is going in there. You know it. Going in, them Buffaloes come on that screen, and them people get to jumping around. And this Bills Mafia thing been going on for a long time. It's just getting some notoriety. But they've been doing it. You know how it is when you go in there, especially if they got a team. Holy mackerel. Mm-hmm. They got a team. They know they got a team. They go. Ooh, it's a tough place to play, man. It's just a tough place to play. And if you can't mentally, if you don't have it all together, I mean, it's tough. But listen, it is some credence to what, you know, what's being said. You know what I mean? Mike McDaniel has to deal with that. I don't know how he is, but he has to deal with, you know, people saying that. He got to get it together.
Okay, so, OG, they're 2-6. Buffalo owns a tiebreaker. Seemingly out of the playoff race. Anything can happen, but seemingly out of the playoff race. Drew Rosenhaus claims the team isn't going to punt on the season. No plans to trade players. If anything, he says they might be looking to improve the roster before Tuesday. Is that the right decision?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, I think that's the right decision. I mean, we have some players you can get rid of, but why? I mean, you got to, this is kind of, at this point, I think it's a little college effect. You know, you got to, show good going out so you can get the help you need, in the offseason. I think this is a microcosm of what happened a year ago when we didn't take care of people we were supposed to take care of. I don't know whose fault it is. You know, that's above my pay grade. But when we lost, going in, the offense was great. But the defense took a hit. And I think because the offense is, because you can see, like I say, and I'm talking apples to apples, receivers to receivers, our receiver core better than their receiver core. And even with the addition of Jonnu Smith, because we're getting production out of that unit that we didn't before. You know what I mean? Like, is he better than Knox or is he better than anybody else? I don't know, but I mean, we're getting some production out of tight end. We got a better receiving core than Buffalo has. We do. But, how does that work? So we take away from the defense. I think you need defense because you can win with, okay, average receivers because you got so many of them. You got four or five dudes catching the ball, running back, So to take away from the defense, I think that was a bad move. I just think that was a bad move, just like you talked about the guy that went to Minnesota. I mean, we need that dude. We need Van Ginkle. You know what I'm saying? We don't have Van Ginkle. What? That was the one dude we should have kept.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we took it. All right, I'd take the hit on the Wilkins because we probably wasn't going to pay him that much. But the dude we paid instead of Wilkins, he didn't even play yesterday. Like, and now we got new linebackers. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think going into this thing, because I hearken back to when Leslie Shepard came to the Dolphins. And I told him the same thing. I'm like, yo, man, we hadn't beat the Jets in like 8 games. He's like, oh man, I'm from the Redskins. We never lost to the Jets. I'm like, that's at the Redskins, man. Y'all see them once every 4 years. Like, we see these people twice a year. That's different, man. That's different. And that was that Monday night game. And we was up. And he had 2 touchdowns. He come back to the bench. See, I told you, I never lose to the Jets. And then it happened.
Then it all changed.
It all changed. So it's the same thing they're going through. You know what I mean? You're bringing dudes in who don't really feel what you feel about the rivalry or the relationship. As long as you've been in it, you know, like Tua's been here. Like, he was here long enough to know before he was a starter, he was here. And he saw it. But you bring in a new guy, like the defensive linebackers, they knew. Like, Poyer know he hit that dude to hit.
He knows it from the other side, yeah.
Yeah, from the other side. So he know. He like, yo, I'm going to show you, might have been the wrong time, but he knows. You know what I mean? Like, you think he was thinking about the flag? Nah, he thinking about, I'm going to show y'all. Y'all let me go too? Okay, watch this. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you bring in people who not invested into the AFC East situation, it's tough. And it's probably the same for other things. You know, you go to the Cowboys from the Dolphins and you play Philly, you're probably like, just Philly. Nah, we don't like them people at all. Like, we play New England. It's okay. Nah, we on 20 years of get back. We on 20 years of get back. Ever since Tom Brady started, we on get back from all of that.
It's
you just don't know. You just don't feel it.
It's funny talking about the turnover on defense, because yesterday, I ain't gonna lie, I don't know if anybody knew, I watched number six make about three plays in a row, and I had to go on my phone and say, who the hell is Anthony Walker Jr., and why is he the only one making any tackles out here? So the turnover was crazy. But something, OG, we were talking about earlier in the show, like that game yesterday, how that went, that's what the Dolphins' formula to win should be. We were talking about it last week, where the Dolphins aren't going to put up 45 points. Those 70-point games against Broncos, that's gone. They need to run the ball efficiently, have Tua throw the ball on third down, maybe a second down play action if you get them, and eat up the game, get in the fourth quarter, and have the ball last. That's our formula to win games now. I know it's not sexy, OG, but am I wrong by saying that?
No, you're correct, but how many times can we orchestrate that from happening? That too happened. You know what I mean? Oh, we don't have the ball last. Like, punt it so we can time out getting the ball last. Like, sometimes it don't work like that. You know that. Like, you know, yesterday, you felt it. Like, I think they settled for a 61-yard field goal, I think. Like, they're like, oh, he can kick it. Let's go. Because didn't they say the wind was now 9 miles an hour at him? He still kicked it. It still looked like it went 64. Like, they settled for it. Like, they was like, okay, we're going to take that. After the foul, they're like, oh, we know we can kick a field goal. Like, you know, I just think, like, I think we've came to that realization because of Tua situation. Because it was just last year that we put up the 70 points and we were flying high on offense. And I think we still can do that at some point, just not against the people we see all the time, because they know. They know. They know Tua. They seen Tua. They know the situation. They know these routes, you know, the eight. They know the steps. They know what's going on. They know how to stop Mike McDaniel and his, you know, situations. You know what I mean? They know. That's not. I feel worse about us losing to the Cardinals. Like, come on, we don't see the Cardinals every week. They cut the Cardinals. Come on, bro. Not the Cardinals, bro.
Man. Cardinals ball yesterday.
The Cardinals, man.
All right. Well, we got Monday Night Football next week. So we'll reconvene here next week, Aronde, and we'll figure out how to get a Monday Night Football dub.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.